Indiana-based Republic Airways now owns Midwest Airlines of Milwaukee, as well as Denver-based Frontier Airlines. Republic says it will consolidate some airplane maintenance and operation work in Milwaukee, retaining 800 jobs in the area and creating another 800 by the end of next year. If the job targets are hit, the state of Wisconsin will give the firm $27 million in income and payroll tax credits. Republic CEO Brian Bedford says the available talent pool of former Midwest Airlines workers was one reason his company chose Milwaukee for the consolidation site.
The other issue, of course, is taxation, and we're facing some really significant taxing on how we do maintenance work in Denver, and that was a deciding factor in bringing those jobs here next year.
Bedford says some of the operations jobs will pay about the same as Midwest Airlines used to pay, but he says flight crews will earn less money. That's if Republic hires any of the nearly 400 former Midwest pilots that are now out of work. Captain Anthony Freitas heads the local pilots union. He says Republic and Frontier also have pilots on layoff.
The way the company is currently structured, they would have to recall all of those pilots before they could hire any of the Midwest pilots who are currently out of work. Midwest simply has no airplanes. Republic's returned all the airplanes to Boeing, so we have no airplanes to be recalled to at this point.
Freitas says discussions have started on merging seniority lists of the pilots, something that could affect who gets hired at Republic in Milwaukee or elsewhere. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.